This is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. This is the first call of the CCTLD working group, so I welcome you all. I would like to ask Julia if she could be kind so as to proceed with the roll call, and after that we will start with our meeting today. Thank you.
Thank you, Sergio. Julia speaking. On today's call on the Spanish channel, we have Aida Noblia, Sergio Salinas Porto, Aislinn Vargas Basilio. On the English channel, we have Dev Anand Tilaksing. We have apologies from Olivier Crépin-Leblanc. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco and myself, Julia Charvelaine. And our interpreter today is Veronica. May I please remind all participants to please state their names not only for transcript purposes, but also for interpreters to identify you on the other language channel. Thank you. Over to you, Sergio.
Thank you very much, Julia. For the records, this is Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. I am now as the chair, between inverted commas, between quote and quote, I am the chair of this CCTLD working group, this LACRALO working group, and I hope today we can debate and define who the chair and co-chair of this working group will be. First of all, I would like to start by doing a brief introduction. We, in our last meeting, on our last call, we had a brainstorming to looking for clear objectives. We had some proposals for the objectives. Some of them were quite close to our ideas, and some others were quite far away to our ideas. Dev had made certain comments reinforcing the idea of the meeting, which was to monitor and work on the different documents and activities of the CCNSO. On the other hand, to have a more direct contact with the CCTLD, local CCTLD managers, to be or to see the possibility of working together, and of course to accompany the different processes of LACTLD in our region. And I think perhaps here we should start by seeing, because as you know, we have certain countries in our region which are not part of LACTLD, so perhaps we could see how they relate to their regional TLD. On the other hand, there was the idea of drafting a document, which deadline was tomorrow, regarding or related to the last report issued by the CCNSO, and which has to do with the CCTLDs and the possibility of promoting CCTLDs. I mean, all that were the topics or the issues discussed in our last call. We had many pending topics today, and we will be discussing them right now. We have to take into account the election or the definition of the authorities, and we need to define the different objectives of the working group. So the idea would be to work on this today, to define the topics of these of our task or the topics or the task of this working group, the temporary metrics. Are we going to be a permanent working group or an ad hoc or a temporary working group working within LACRALO as a concrete possibility to participate? I mean, so we need to define the tasks and responsibilities for the future. I don't know if Aislinn is on the call, because I know he has dropped. Is Aislinn on the call? Aislinn Basilio speaking. Yes, Sergio, I am on the call. This is Aislinn Basilio for the records, Sergio. Sergio speaking. Thank you very much, Island. Welcome to the call. I was worried that you have dropped. Okay. After having said this, which is the background of our call, last call, I think we have some topics to discuss today, and it would be good to start our debate. Deb, I know that you are posting. You say the goals and objectives need to be clarified before deciding on the nature of the working group. Well, I don't know what comes first, but we will have to define this, and I have no problems in altering the order of the topics. I mean, if anyone is against, please let me know, or else we can start with your suggestion, Dev, because this is part of something that we have been doing in another working group, the governance working group, and this has to do with the diversity and consensus. So, based on consensus, I have no problem in changing the order of the debate so as to have a clear way to go and start debating as soon as possible. So, is there anyone against or who does not agree with the fact that of discussing or changing the order and taking into account Dev's point before deciding, before talking about the metrics and the objectives? Please raise your hand if you agree. Island, you have your hand up. You have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Island Basilio, for the record. I agree with Deb's idea because I'm a bit lost in this. So, I think we can develop this in our working group. I think we have a lot of topics to be developed within this working group. But I need some guidelines, some guides, so as to start studying and researching and contributing to this working group. I think Aida posted something on the wiki about the possible guidelines. I also saw that Dev also posted some other information on the wiki and in the previous call. So I think we need to define which are our lines, our guidelines, which are the objectives, as Deb said before, because based on that, we will be able to add other secondary objectives. And, of course, we will have the certainty to have a working group, and then we will decide if we need to have a temporary working group or a permanent working group. This is Sergio Linaspoto speaking. Thank you very much, Island, for your contribution. Is there any other comment or any other question? Okay. So, taking into account what Iceland has said, I think that this working group can cover quite a lot of topics. I mean, we can cover many topics, but we need to be able to manage all those topics. And I believe the main objective of this working group may be to work on the different topics being debated within ICANN, for example, the topics of the CCNSO, but we also have questions or issues related to our own region. Sometimes when we participate in LACRALO, I see that we lack or there are certain issues that are missing. So this has to do with a strategic objective of the region. The region is not having a strategy. The region lacks global points of view as a region. So we have particular points of view. And in that sense, it is where we need to start working and see which our objectives are. And that's why I suggested the creation of this working group, because we need to start looking for and seeing and start having a general overview with regional interests. Generally, when we speak and when we have someone participating within ICANN, providing statements, well, in fact, that person provides a very narrow vision. They express their own, their particular point of view. So what we should see is how we can have or create a global, more embracing or comprehensive vision. And I see Dev is asking for the floor. So, Dev, go ahead, please. You have the floor.
Thank you. This is Devananti Luxing. Are you hearing me? Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yes, Dev, go ahead, please. Deb, we can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. This is Devananti Luxing speaking. Sergio, I am a little bit confused as to when you say a regional strategy, because, you know, for the past year, there's been an ICANN Latin American and Caribbean strategy. I posted a link to the India chat below, so you can read more about it. And currently, there are like five key projects already that are in play, you know. And in fact, work is still continuing to happen in those five projects. And I believe there's something like around 20 different projects. But the first, we decided to focus on five of them. So, and in fact, there was an update during the Buenos Aires meeting, where each of the working groups presented its project. So I'm unclear as to what exactly are you referring to when you talk about a regional strategy or regional approach, because I think the Latin American and Caribbean strategy is in effect a way to a form of strategy. So why would we want to duplicate efforts in that? And of course, I would welcome all of you to actually get involved in the Latin American and Caribbean strategy as such. So that's my question. Thanks.
Thank you, Dev. This is Sergio Salinas Poto, and I will reply to your question. I am a bit confused, in fact, because every time we speak about, or we speak, you post a link as if we didn't know the different activities of ICANN. And I thank you for this, because you provide information to us. Now, regarding the strategy, I am talking about the strategy of the users of Latin America and the Caribbean working within ICANN. Surely, we as a region do participate in a regional ICANN regional strategy, but we are working without having clear of our minds how, as a group of users, we can express our points of view. So, and there we have the civil society represented by certain members of our region. We also have the government with represented by means of the members of the GAC, and we also have people linked to different areas, discussion areas within ICANN. But what we do need is a strategy for the users regarding the CCTLDs. It is not the same or taking into account the interests of the companies managing the CCTLDs in our region than perhaps the point of view that users may have regarding CCTLDs. And we have many participants here. I mean, today I don't see Diego Acosta Bastidas, but he has a lot to say about this, because he manages the CCTLD in Ecuador. So we have different points of view and different multi-stakeholder stakeholders within this model. I mean, if you see my line, what I am saying is this. As a global community, as a multi-stakeholder community, may have a strategy, a regional strategy. But at the same time, users in our region, our input should be a global input, a collective input regarding the regional strategy, and not only based on a personal point of view. When we talk about the CCTLD in the regional strategy of Latin America. I mean, do you understand what I mean there? And I open the floor for questions and discussion. Aida, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Aida, can you hear me? You have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Aida Noblia speaking. Can you hear me? Sergio speaking. Yes, go ahead, please, Aida. Aida Noblia speaking. Okay. I do understand that it is important to have a strategy for the region, and Sylvia Helene has already mentioned that in our previous call, because she proposed the regional mission, I mean, a vision, a regional vision of a CCTLD within Lacrallo. That is to say, something based on the region to strengthen the region. As Aylan said before, I saw some links and I studied some of the links because after the call, I was reviewing the material. Because we said that we had to review all the material to start working. So I saw information on LAC-TLD, I saw the material, and I see that some of that material is not visible for those who are not partners of the CCTLD. But perhaps we can contact some people, as we have said in our call, because we had a brainstorm that was good, but we need to see, or we said that we're going to see the different points of view of, for example, the ALAC liaison and other people, so as to have that input. And Sylvia mentioned something about that, something about the mission. For example, there was something which was more of a general nature that was related to the policies, the current policies of the CCTLD, because, and to see if they contribute or not as strengthening instrument for the development of a region. That is to say, if they contribute to strengthening the region, if they contribute to the stability and security on the region. That was my feeling about that information. So the idea would be to round up or sum up what we have already mentioned and see all the elements that we can have after analyzing all the material on the wiki, which somehow summarize what we have been discussing before. I don't know, I mean, that has to do with seeing the point of view of the users, but this is the users of the region, the idea of strengthening the region and see if these CCTLD policies contribute to that, if they are aligned to all that. Sergio Salinas Porto speaking. Okay, good. Any other comment, Aida? Okay. Thank you very much, Aida. Aislan, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Sergio speaking. Iceland, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Iceland, Basilio speaking. Church speaking, Iceland, can you hear us? Are you there? Can you speak? You have the floor, go ahead please. So, if Ireland is not on the call, we will give the floor to Dev.
Thank you.
This is Ireland speaking.
Okay.
Iceland Bargain for the record. Okay, taking into account what Ida has just said, and going back to the main, to Serge's main point of view, or main point, in fact, I believe that the spirit that Serge is looking for, I think, is based or is on the different, let me see how to put it, is based or is focused on the objective of the working group that Dev has posted and has to do with the regional, the lack of regional strategy. I was reading, and one of the points or the or objectives of this strategy would be to add interest topics for the region within ICANN. And of course, the strategy that Sergio is looking for, that Sergio is proposing, I think would be fine, would be good, but limited to our functions in Lagrallo and for our region. And perhaps we can discuss this at another level, perhaps in ALAC. I think this is very good because we need to define this central strategy. I don't know if I can express myself clearly. We don't need to mix one strategy or the other. The idea would be to have a strategy to know where we come from and where we will be going for or heading for. That is my comment. Sergio speaking, thank you very much, Ireland. Your comment was very clear. Thank you. Dev, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. This is David Ann speaking. Sergio, I have to say I still have to wonder precisely when you say the word a regional view for CCTLDs. I mean, I'm not seeing what, how exactly that could be, can be achievable. And the reason why I say that is because, again, CCTLDs are in a sense independent from ICANN. The CCTLDs are delegated according to the ISO 3166 country codes. They have various operators for these, and some of these operators are part of the CCNSO and are likely part of LAC-TLD. And they may collaborate in terms of how CCTLDs could be marketed, like what LAC-TLD does. And again, I think we really have to take a closer look at studying, you know, educating ourselves about what CCTLDs do and so forth. But I, you know, the way you describe it, and maybe I'm wrong, but you sound like what we want to do is to be able to come up with a statement or policy and a statement or directed to a CCTLD to do something. And I don't think that's really a feasible thing to do. I mean, if it is that you want to be able to do better coordination with the CCTLDs in terms at the local level, with at-large structures working together with the CCTLD to affect the local issues within that CCTLD, that country or that territory, that's perhaps one thing. But to say that, you know, we've come up with a regional view saying that we think this CCTLD should do something, it's not going to be effective because there's no binding thing for the CCTLD to agree to that, one. And even ICANN doesn't have those kind of does not have that kind of authority. You know, CCTLDs can do various things. They could sell domains at any price they wish to fix, et cetera, et cetera. So again, I'm not really understanding what your views when you say the regional. You should try to do a regional view on CCTLD matters. If it's input into the Latin American and Caribbean strategy, you know, you're welcome to join. It is open to. It was a call was sent out, and I believe you are a member of some of these working groups, and you can make your contributions there in line with the objectives defined and so forth. Hopefully you could clarify this regional view, because I don't think because as I hear it, I don't think it's feasible. Thanks.
Sergio speaking. Thank you very much, Dev, for your input. Okay, let's see. I see that you are not understanding my point, so I will try to rephrase that so that you can understand my point. We all know that CCTLDs are important, and we also know that CCTLDs were given to the governments, and those governments defined whether they were outsourced or if they were going to be managed by the government, as in the case of Argentina, where the CCTLD is managed by the Argentinian government.
Mm-hmm.
What we are saying here, and this is the main topic, I believe, is that on many occasions we are undergoing situations related to CCTLDs within ICANN where there is no regional vision regarding the objectives of the region, and perhaps the CELAC is discussing this. There was a meeting in Cuba 2 days ago regarding this, and they are discussing also topics related to the to communications and their own TLDs or domain names. So, within this framework, what I say is this: users do also have possibilities of having our standpoints regarding certain points being discussed in ICANN regarding the CCTLDs. I am not saying, and nobody said that I want to, for example, intervene in a particular question or issue in a country regarding a CCTLD. What I am saying is that there are certain topics that are being related, that are being discussed within ICANN. For example, documents being discussed within the CCTLDs, issues such as the Malvina Island issue, for example. This is the fourth time that the organization I represent has expressed itself within ICANN. So, what I am saying as an objective is to start discussing topics related to the CCTLDs within the universe and framework of ICANN. And apart from that, if we can have any possibility of intervening by making suggestions on LACTLD topics or on topics within the working groups of ICANN or the regional LAC strategy working group, and we can contribute with our opinion to that, okay, we will do so. But this working group should focus on working on issues, on CCTLDs related to documents or issues within ICANN related to this topic. I mean, this is not so difficult to understand, but perhaps it might be difficult to understand or to change the work methodology, because we don't need to have a methodology focused on our own personal opinions, but to have a general overview, a collective, a group overview. And this working group will have to study really a lot on how on the reality or complex reality of the CCTLDs in our region. And based on that, we can express or we may have our own point of view. I see Island has his hand up, and I will give the floor to him right now. Thank you very much. Island, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Island Bargan for the record. Sergio. I mean, for me, I work or I need examples, and for me, your point of view or your explanation was clear. Today, I was reading the ISO standard 31661 regarding the different country codes that was considered by ICANN. And why do I say this? Because one of the examples that we need to take into account and the document that the working group discusses, well, this is one of the reasons, the reasons why we have this issue to discuss. So I think that I need to study this ISO rule, because this was one of the base documents for that, to enable or to facilitate CCTLDs to countries. The first time I read that information, I see there is many conflicts. So I try to find an example and there was a very superficial overview. We had, or I saw different conflicts. And for one of the examples was the conflict of Malvina. This is a very typical conflict in our region. But since you are from Argentina, I come from Brazil, well, I see the points of our of other colleagues in the region, and I think it is important to have to express our point of view on that, even if it is a statement, a study, or a brief development, or a brief and quick overview about these issues. For ICANN. So, based on that study that I carried out, based on my reading, well, I could see that we have many countries, islands, and territories in the Caribbean which may have conflicts. For example, I see that Guyana, the French Guiana and Guyana, well, the three of them start with GU in Spanish. Of course, they do not have their country code. Some of them may have, some others not. But, for example, how can we develop that? It would be interesting to have our own point of view and to provide input on that. That would be a study that might be perhaps a solution for them, because it is a question of harmonizing sometimes. So we need to deal with standards for them to be respected. I mean, that is one idea that I developed, taking into account the examples that I mentioned. So we can start from there to deal, for example, with the negative conflict. And the issue of the CCTLD. So perhaps we can, that would be our starting point. Thank you. Sergio speaking. Thank you, Island. Thank you for your comment. And I think that could be a way to start. We need to keep on deepening or going deep into the situation. Deb, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. This is Devanand speaking. I think there's some, again, misconceptions regarding how the country codes work or how they got delegated. First of all, the ISO 3166 was not specifically meant for country code country code top level domains. The ISO 3166 was a standard created by the International Organization for Standardization, ISO, and it was meant for to establish, as the web page says, to establish internationally recognized codes for the representations of names of countries, territories, or areas of geographical interest and their subdivisions. However, ISO 3166 does not establish the names of countries, only the codes that represent them. The country names in ISO 3166 come from United Nations sources, and new names and codes are added automatically when the United Nations publishes new names in either the terminology bulletin country names or in the country and region codes for statistical use, which is maintained by the United Nations Statistics Divisions. Names for subdivisions are taken from relevant official national information sources. So this was established in 1974. Now, so my point is that how ISO works, ICANN does not really influence the two-letter codes that are being generated by ISO 3166. So to involve ourselves, to try to say that this is somehow a CCTLD issue that we should comment on, I think is inappropriate. And first of all, and how should I put it? ISO is not going to listen to outsiders. When I say outsiders, I mean only standard organizations within countries can really be a part of ISO and can take part in the deliberations of ISO. It's not really true ICANN. I'm hearing the things issues regarding Falkland Islands, Malvinas. The thing is, though, is that by saying getting ICANN to somehow arbitrate or to treat Pacific countries differently, I think it's not the way to go. ICANN is not this is not within ICANN's remit. And that's why it does not try to decide what is a country, what is a CCTLD, and so forth. It just takes its cue from the ISO 3166. What you probably need to do is really, if you want to, you need to write down some examples here and post it for comment. I posted some things on the wiki, and that which is being shown there. But is it that you want to expand from this, or take away from this? I guess that will be my question. Thank you.
Sergio speaking. Thank you, Dev. Aida, I will give the floor to you shortly. Now I will want to reply to Dev. First of all, we are not saying that we are going to modify the ISO. And secondly, when it comes to the Malvinas topic, well, we don't want to debate to have this item or topic debated within ICANN. That was not the issue in Buenos Aires. But the thing is that ICANN had made a very serious mistake in following the ISO guidelines because ICANN didn't know other guidelines, either UN guidelines. For example, the ones related to conflicting territories, and ICANN made a mistake in that regard. And this mistake was not made in 1999. It was made much before, in 1965, because our country is not within the ISO structure, but Great Britain is, England is within that structure. So this was the issue that was promoted and it was explained in the Buenos Aires meeting. Aida, you have the floor. Aida speaking. Okay. I mean, the reference to the rule, to the ISO rule, I mean, I think it was not Ireland's objective to analyze and modify that ISO rule because, it, you know, it is impossible. But interpreters apologize, but we are not receiving Aida's audio. Aida speaking. Sorry, I am receiving some other voices. I am listening to other voices. I mean, there is background noise. Serena Spoto speaking. Silvia, can you hear me? Silvia Ivanko speaking. I hear many voices laughing in English and in Spanish. I mean, we are hearing someone speaking in English. Could you please speak to Adigo? Aida speaking. I hear many people laughing. Perhaps they are very happy. I don't know why. Sergio speaking. Well, I also hear many people laughing. I know they are having fun, perhaps. So I will ask to be patient, to bear with me a second, because we need to solve this technical issue, Aida, please. I think that now it's already solved. So, Aida, please, go ahead. You have the floor. Okay. Aida Noblia speaking. The idea would be, and as we said before, and as Sylvia Helen said before, and perhaps Dev, the idea would be to take or to discuss general topics. I mean, I remember that Sylvia said to have a regional overview of a CCTLD is within LACRALO, that is to say, to see how we could articulate that and see how they work and what we can do. That's why I said that if CCTLDs may be useful for an analysis and as an instrument to help to the region to strengthen. The idea would be to analyze in terms of ICANN, what is the use of CCTLDs for LACRALO, for the stability and security in the region? And for that, we need to carry out a kind of study and read the ICANN documents where CCTLDs are mentioned. I can hear voices. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Please, for those who are on the Spanish channel, please mute your lines because we are receiving interruption. Sergio speaking. So that would be star 7 or 6, Silvia, to mute the lines. Yes, that would be star 7 to mute the mics, please. Sergio speaking. I hear an English voice, Silvia. Silvia Ivanko speaking. I think it is there is a female voice. There is a female voice getting into and out of the call. Silvia Ivanko speaking. Okay, I think the issue is solved, so let's see if we can continue with the call. Sergio speaking. Okay, Aida, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. So, what I was saying is this. We were mentioning, you know, according to our last call, to have a regional vision on the CCTLDs in La Corralo, but this doesn't mean that we are going to be outside the ICANN overview or ICANN remit. We have certain CCTLDs elements that are referred in or mentioned in ICANN documents. And there is a policy for CCTLDs, and we need to see how they work and how these impact on La Corralo. And how they work as and how useful they are for La Corralo. And Dev also mentioned how this impacts on end users. So I think this could be our topics. I mean, a regional vision of CCTLDs in La Corralo, a strategic vision of the region regarding the CCTLDs, I think that would be the topic. That would be or should be an analysis, as Island said. Sergio speaking. Sorry, Aida, for interrupting you because of the technical issues. Is there any other comment that you would like to make? Aida speaking. No, just that. I think we can start by reading all the documents that we have and exploring the links posted by Dev so that we can have the material, the necessary material to make our research, and that would be our starting point. Sergio speaking. Okay, thank you very much, Aida, for your input. Now, I don't want to miss the opportunity to greet Jose. He has entered the call not long ago. So, Jose, on behalf of all the participants, I would like to welcome you to the call. Is there any other comment about this? I see Jose. And could we have a document? Jose is asking a question. Is there any document where the objective of the group is written or settled? So perhaps, let me ask a question. Do we have a question? Can we draft a document? Do we have a document or can we draft it? Hello, this is Sergio speaking. Can you hear me? Sergio speaking. Can you hear me? Sierra Vivanco speaking. I think we have certain interference with voices, external voices in our channels, and we are trying to solve this issue. We are trying to mute those voices that are interrupting our call. Sergio, go ahead, please. Sergio speaking. Thank you very much, Sylvia. Thank you for your effort. So the question is, can we develop a document where we could settle or express what we have discussed today and have a document with the objectives of the goal of the group, sorry, at least the goals on which we have agreed? Jose, I don't understand your question regarding the Caribbean area. The Caribbean is here. Deb is here. Now I will give the floor to Deb. Deb, go ahead, please.
Thank you. This is Devanand speaking. I just want to, Jose has said exactly what I wanted to say. I think, I put some of the objectives of the group on the wiki. And if there is any possible additions as to possible objectives for the group, then I think, let's please put it in writing, because I think once we put it in writing, then we can all understand it better. So I would second, all of us, if we want to create a separate wiki page as to, goals, objectives for this working group, let's do that and let's put it in writing, so that we can see it, we can then comment on it. Because I think possibly what is happening is that, when we're seeing it, it doesn't come out the right way, and we may have misunderstandings. So that I think is what the action item should be. That's it.
Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Dev. I think Sergio has dropped, so we are trying to, we are dialing back to him. This is Sylvia Vivanco speaking, but I would like to propose, if you all agree, so as to get organized, because I see there are many statements, many ideas that are being posted. So I think it would be good to have a secretary for this working group who would be able to list all these ideas and take notes and have a record of all these ideas so that we can reach to a conclusion. That is, my proposal would be to have a secretary to get all the work and ideas organized. I don't know if you agree with this. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. I have Jose on the Spanish channel. Jose? Are you on the Spanish channel? Silvia Vivanco speaking. Can you hear me? Can you all hear me? This is Silvia Vivanco for the record. I don't know if you can hear me on the Spanish channel. I just wanted to repeat what I have proposed because I think there are many ideas that were discussed on the call, and we still need to define the objective of this working group. So, if I may, I would like to propose to have a secretary for this working group to record or take notes of all the ideas so that we can organize the work of this working group and the ideas and the steps to follow. Sergio, you are back. Go ahead, please. I am Sergio de Nespoto. Yes, I'm back. Okay. I don't know what you have said, but I was talking about Debs and Jose's comment. And, well, I was saying that I think it would be good to have all that information on the wiki. Perhaps that would pave the way to have clear objectives or clearer objectives. Perhaps we need to write down with words our ideas. So I propose that each of us write on the wiki page our ideas, and on the other hand, I understand now, Jose, your question regarding the Caribbean region. You are right. I was not paying attention to what was written on the action items, and so it is okay what you said, Jose. The problem is that we still do not have a chair and co-chair in the working group. So this is one of the topics we still need to define. And then the secretary or whatever we need. But this is not defined yet. That's why Silvia is asking to have a secretary to take that note. So is there anyone who would like to volunteer as the secretary of this working group? I see there are many people volunteering to be the secretary of this working group. I mean, to be someone, the one who would take the notes, down notes. Okay. Can you hear me? Do you all hear me? Silvia Vivanco speaking. Yes, we do hear you, Sergio. Okay, because I was not seeing any feedback from the other side. I mean, so perhaps you were not listening to me. Jose, we're not hearing, in fact. Jose, can you speak or are you only going to type? Do you have the possibility of speaking? Sergio speaking. Well, it's a pity that we cannot hear you, Jose. I would like to say that in our first call or first meeting, we did the best we could, and now we are not running any race. So we are just getting organized to work for the future. So it will take us time, perhaps, to define the chair and co-chair. And in the meantime, we are discussing, we're having these debates or discussions, which are very fruitful for us and for the region. So I think it is important to have these discussions, even though we do not have a chair or a co-chair. Okay, when it comes to the election of authorities, that would be our next item on the agenda. I don't know if it would be appropriate to do this right now. Silvia Vivanco speaking. I think it would be good to define this, to define the authorities so as to be able to define the work of the working group. I will ask you, I will ask the interpreters a little more time. Dev, do you agree to define the authorities of the working group now? Dev, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Sure. This is Devanand speaking. I think we do need to just clarify the objectives. We don't need to define the chair and co-chair now, personally, because, again, it's kind of like somebody's being asked to chair a working group and they don't understand what they're chairing it for or the ultimate goals are. So we just need to clarify the objectives. Let's get it in writing and see if we can understand what exactly we want to do. I put some on the wiki there, so Sergio, you've given us some ideas. I suggest you put some things in writing to on the wiki as to what you think the objectives of the working group is, and so forth. So I don't think we should consider the chair and secretariat of this working group at this point. No.
Sergio speaking. Okay, Aida, what's your opinion about this? Sergio speaking. Aida, can you speak? Aida speaking. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Sergio speaking. Yes, go ahead, Aida, please. Aida Noblia speaking. Okay. I mean, I don't understand why we cannot choose or define the secretary or the chair right now, and why? Because we have already mentioned the names, Dev and Sergio, and many people agree on that. So I don't see why, or I don't understand quite well, why it is important to deal with the objective first, because I think we need to have things defined. So I don't understand their point. That's it. Sergio speaking. Okay. I agree with you, Aida, but I want to listen to all the voices. I want to hear all the voices. Diego, would you like to make any comment? Diego, are you there? Okay. Aislan, you have the floor. Hi, Sergio. Okay, what is the topic we are discussing, Sergio speaking? Okay, the idea would be, we need to say if it is convenient to define the chair and co-chair nowadays, right now. Iceland speaking. I think we need to define the objectives, but anyway, I mean, I agree with the what the working group have said last call to have Dev and you, if nobody opposes that. But I think it is important to have clear on our minds the objectives. Sergio speaking. Okay, thank you very much, Island. Okay, let's see the pending topics. So as to bring this call to a close, I think we should continue with the discussion of these pending topics in our next call. So let's express our views and objectives on the wiki, and I believe that until no consensus is reached on the objectives of the call, let's do not invite anyone. First, we need to discuss this among ourselves, and then we will share this, or we need to share this with other members in the community. So let's work on this during this week. I propose we meet again in February. Today is January the 30th, so I propose to have a doodle poll for within 20 days' time so that we can meet again. We have 20 days to make our comments and express our comments on the wiki so that we can move forward on concrete or reconcrete things. We have a long way to go. This is a new working group. This was a group that didn't exist before. And as anything new, well, this will take time, and the time that it will take, it will be the necessary time or the time that we need. So we are not in a hurry. And the time we need to take into account is our time, in fact. So is there any other one who would like to make a comment? Or otherwise, I will bring this meeting to a close. I see, Sergio speaking, I see many people typing. I would like to read all the comments. Okay, I see no further comments, so I would like to thank you all for your participation. And let's meet in a few days. Silvia Blanco, I have a question for you. When are we going to have the audio, the MP3 files, and the transcriptions of these two calls? Do you have any idea? Silvia Blanco is speaking. They tell me that when we have interpretation, we can 3 or 4 days are necessary to post the transcriptions and the recordings. Why? Because we have interpretation. So this is done into two languages. But it will take maximum 4 days. Sergio speaking. I couldn't find the transcripts of our previous call. That's why I was asking you. Silvia Blanco speaking. I think the transcripts of the previous call are already posted. Sergio speaking. No, they are not posted, not even in English or in Spanish. So could you please check that so that we can have this information available for us so that we can start working. So once again, I thank you all for your participation. I thank the interpreter for their effort because they make the most to help us. And the staff who is always working with us. So thank you very much. And now I bring this call to an end. Silvia Vanco speaking. Thank you very much. Goodbye.